Taiwan special, first of the week. Let's see. No, I'm gonna get to China, and I'm gonna get to the germs a little bit later. Nothing big there, but I got some fascinating things to say. And I think I'm gonna go do some State of the Union stuff. The Trump State of the Union. It's something. See, I'm over here in Taiwan living my life, and the State of the Union came on. It was like 10 a.m., and I was busy working on stuff. So, well, no. 11 a.m. It was 11 a.m.? Yeah. 13 hours ahead. Remember, in the uttermost West, I are the future. So, sun rises in the East, right? I'm so far West, I'm East. All right. So State of the Union came on. I had no idea that Pelosi was ripping up stuff afterwards. I think it would have been nice if I had learned about it by watching her instead of, and then I would have had my own reaction, but I'd already heard about it. So it was a spoiler for me. So I'm biased. So I'm just not going to say anything about it. It is what it is. I don't think any action will be taken against her because the jury is guilty. You know, if she was punished for something, then it would be her own people who agree with her that would be punishing her. It's like having a juror full of murderers judging a murder victim. Well, this isn't murder. You could say, a juror of embezzlers judging an embezzling case. A jury a jury of burglars judging a burglar case. It would be the House Democrats saying whether it's okay for her to be disrespectful when they all disrespect the president. So it wouldn't be fair. It's not a valid judgment, but I think she will be punished at the ballot box. That's all I have to say about it. Anything else I'd be biased on. Usually my opinion is what's going to happen. The strongest opinion I have about Trump is that he was always going to be elected and reelected from the moment he went down the escalator. That's the strongest opinion I have about him. The second strongest opinion I have about him is that he's going to do a better job than Republicans deserve credit for. So as I said in the Pacific Day Times in the Symphony this week, I said something like this time with Trump, with him in office, Republicans are getting more clout than they ever didn't earn. I didn't misspeak. I meant it that they've gotten more Republicans by following Trump. They are getting more respect than they ever didn't deserve. Than they ever didn't deserve for themselves, because Republicans rarely know how to manage stuff. You know how the world's full of people that don't know how to manage things? They just don't know how. They don't know how to make stuff work. You know, the big thing where people disagree with Trump on stuff, look, you gotta say here and no farther. You gotta pay the bills. You gotta say no to people. You gotta look at the price and say, oh my goodness. You remember doing math as a kid? You do your math and you get the answer, and then the teacher would say, okay, now just take a step back and look at that. Should 5 times 6 really end up being 8,000? Do you think that maybe there's some proportion that might be kind of wrong with that? You know, you step back and just kind of look at your number. It's not just memorizing the times tables. Does it kind of make sense that this plus that produced an outcome sort of like that? Does that kind of seem right or kind of seem not right? And a lot of people don't don't know how to look at that and decide what's really going to make a difference in the world. And you've got to be able to tell people, no, that's not going to work. You shouldn't be charging that much money for a bridge. You're not going to charge $20,000 for a hammer. And when you say that kind of stuff, people are going to be mad. This is the thing about success and money and wealth. When rich people get their money, their problems don't go away. Their problems get bigger, but supposedly if the person kind of, in so many words, made themselves rich, then the person's going to be all the stronger to deal with it. The conflict never goes away. It gets bigger. It's just that you're more capable of dealing with it. So all this opposition that Trump faces, he's always faced that because he sort of made himself rich. He did not inherit his billions of dollars from his family, like a lot of other people who have a lot of money have done. Well, no, I mean, even Warren Buffett, you know, he doesn't really earn the money of those companies. He buys one company and then it makes him a whole bunch of money. And then other companies let him buy them because he's good at buying companies. And he doesn't really know what he's doing. All Warren Buffett does to manage his companies is write a letter to the CEO every year and say, be responsible with your shareholders' money. Oh, yeah. Isn't that great? See, we're supposed to think that sounds nice, but that's an incompetent guy that doesn't know how to manage companies. He buys other companies and then pats someone on the back and then gets rich. Well, that's not a model that everybody can follow. Trump, he managed it himself. He hired the managers. He looked at the business models and he went with it. And he was in there daily going into the office doing work himself. And so he knows how things function and how things work. He looks at a lot of business plans. He invests in a lot of different things. He's had many that work and many that don't work. And he's done it a lot. He's not just Warren Buffett sitting there writing a letter, be responsible with other people's money. Okay, I'm done. You know, that's not how Trump got his money. He was in the office every day. So he knows how to get stuff done. And that's why he's passed so many laws. And that's why he's there's been. He was actually able to talk with Kim Jong-un and got him to cross the border in North Korea. You know, nobody else has done that. People can poo-poo it and they can say, oh, well, it doesn't count. Yeah, well, if it doesn't count, if Obama had done it, it would have counted. If Bush had done it, it would have counted for the neoconservatives. You know, but people only poo-poo it because they're jealous. Trump has done stuff, like it or not, that others haven't. But that's not what I'm excited about. I'm excited about the fact that I knew he'd get elected and reelected, and I saw that, and I saw it correctly. I really, really, really want to be accurate about what happens. I want to know because I want to tell you, and I don't want to misguide you. I'm a futurist. I know what's coming because I know the past. I know how history cycles. It's like the mother who sees the baby about to drop the bottle. The baby drops the bottle, and mom says, I saw that coming. Why? Because mom knows her baby and she knows babies in general. That's why. So if you know how things work, then you won't have surprises. So the strongest opinion I have about Trump is that if you just know the past a little bit about things, you'll know what's coming. Yeah, I'm glad he's managing things well, but that's not the big thing I'm excited about. I knew he'd get elected and reelected. And the second thing is, Trump was always going to do an awesome job that the Republicans never would have known how to do on their own. Because Republicans are Warren Buffett types. They go in and they get along. It's about tone of voice. We need to think teamwork. You know those idiots in charge? Yeah, that's what a lot of Republicans are. Romney is a classic example. This isn't getting along. This is so terrible. And, you know, was it Limbaugh who said it? No, it was Trump who said it. Because I haven't been listening to Limbaugh lately, and I didn't find out about his. I from the State of the Union, I found out about Limbaugh's cancer, and it was interesting. He was going to undergo treatment, and then Trump called him and said, "Rush! I want you to be there Tuesday night. It's going to be great. It's going to be great." And so can the doctors? I know your health comes first, but can the doctors do like half of what they're going to do and just let you get there tonight? It's going to be great. We want you there. And I think he kind of surprised Rush with the award. But, you know, when you're going through trouble, nothing like that, you know, we got to lift our spirits. And there are some really, really bad people, some Democrats who hope that Rush Limbaugh dies of cancer or whatever. Like, you know, I hope it's a painful death. What hateful people. What hateful people to speak those things about someone else. If a Republican said that about Nancy Pelosi, you know, how would that go over? You know, where are the people that live by the double standard? Justice is not based on double standards. And so, like I say, Pelosi is going to get punished at the ballot box. The Democrats at the State of the Union, I had to watch this later and learn everything later. But the Democrats of the State of the Union, a lot of them really, Now, I have to say that Peter Schiff, or not Peter Schiff, that's a different Schiff. Adam Schiff. There's a Peter Schiff in politics also. Adam Schiff, he did not look dejected. He had it together. I got to say that's good for him. And Nancy Pelosi, she was large and in charge, and she had herself together. But a lot of the Democrats, including AOC, they really did not have themselves together. They really looked like life and defeat was defeating them and really getting them down. And they just looked, you know how people get so angry that they might be good looking people, but they really look ugly in the moment. Ugly in the moment. There was a lot of ugly in the moment for a lot, not all. I got to say Adam Schiff and the people sitting next to him and Nancy Pelosi, they held it together, which I think is a cool thing to do. Nancy Pelosi ripping up the text. It's her prerogative. She's allowed to do that. It's an official record. I think she's supposed to enter it into the House record. I don't know. I think it's her. She's allowed. She's the speaker. She's allowed to rip it up if she wants. But it has to be entered in the record still somehow or another. If she can't enter it in the record anymore, that's her copy as speaker. And if she can't enter that in the record, then she should have to pay a fine, a fee to have a second printing. And she should be prosecuted if she doesn't do her job to enter it in the record. That's what I think. I suppose in terms, you know, I'm here talking about an American in Taiwan. I'm over here in Taiwan, in Asia, and I get a lot of people that just, you know, America this and how it's the criticism of Trump is all about getting along. He doesn't get along with people. How can someone say something like that? So it's like, okay, you got to make the decisions that keep the machine working, that keep the engine going, that keep the organization cooperating with itself and working and going and generate steam and generate sales and generates, you know, and is responsible and doesn't squander money. You've got to have ideas that people are going to like. You got to make a good quality product that's going to benefit people. You got to do good work. If you fail at that stuff, everything all falls apart. It's not just getting along. It's talent. It's awesomeness. And a lot of the people that criticize Trump, including people over here, what I see, what I gather, it's all about get along stuff. It's not about knowing how to make it function. Well, that was State of the Union. We'll talk about other stuff more later to Taiwan tomorrow.